Like that one? Yeah, I think it's great. Thank you so much to our musos tonight. It's been wonderful to have all the kids involved at the front. Thank you to Kim, who's organised them for Christmas. Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you to Deb for organising the nativity tonight for us. I think that was wonderful. Beautiful kids. I think we had the cutest angel in the whole of the city tonight. And baby Jesus, yes. In the video, I just wonder whether you noticed what was at the bottom of the nativity picture here. It's probably a bit hard to read that verse, isn't it? Hard to see. If I zoom in, it becomes blurry, but you might be able to read it. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, from Romans 6, verse 23. I'm sure that we will all get some great gifts tomorrow. It's really exciting receiving gifts. Kids excited about receiving some gifts tomorrow? Yes. Adults? And it's fun to give gifts. Yeah, it's nice to see the reaction in others. Hopefully it's a good reaction. That's nice. Fun to give gifts too. We're reminded tonight, as we gather here at church, that the best gift of all is the gift that God has given to us in his Son. As we saw in our little pop-up nativity, we saw that Jesus went on a journey. He came into the world. God's own Son came into the world, and he did it because he loves us. There's the greatest journey. There's the journey and the hearts that were all over the place towards the end of the nativity script. He did because he loves us. He came to give us the gift of eternal life, and we need that gift. We need that gift. Because not everything is right with our world. So as we are here tonight, as we celebrate Christmas this year, we know that it's a really hard time for some people. The bad things still happen in our world. We know right now there are fires, and that is an ongoing threat. We know that the drought continues, and we're all pretty shocked a couple of weeks back by the volcanic eruption in New Zealand and what went on there. So Christmas, we know, is going to be very hard for some people. Maybe you yourself are experiencing some hard things in your own life this Christmas. Christmas reminds us that Jesus came to give us hope and peace and joy. And that makes a big difference now in the present, makes a big difference in our lives. Even if things aren't perfect in our own life at the moment, even if our circumstances are tough, we're reminded that Jesus gives us the gift of peace. He comes to give us peace. Peace with God through his saving death. Peace in our relationships with others around us when we live Jesus' way. And then as a result of that, peace within, that elusive peace that so many hunger for, is found through the peace that Jesus gives. Jesus gives us joy, even if our circumstances are tough, if things are hard, we can still have joy because we know that the most important thing in life is sorted, that through Jesus my relationship with God can be right. And then, of course, Jesus gives us hope. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So our future is secure through Jesus. So whatever happens, whatever's happening in our life, whatever happens in our life into the future, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry, because Jesus gives the gift that lasts forever. He gives us the gift of eternal life. That gift that lasts forever. Let's rejoice in that gift of God through Jesus Christ as we continue to sing our carols tonight. Let's stand. Oh, we're not going to stand. Let's stay seated. Musos, please stand. Come forward. We're going to express our joy in Joy to the World.